This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Jacob Emerson, brilliant journalist at Becker's Healthcare, who follows regularly the payer world and what's going on there. And it's been a busy, busy time there. Jacob, let me tee it up and ask you, what are a couple of the stories that you're following closely currently?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. It has been a really busy week for United Health Group specifically. They released their first quarter earnings report since the Change Healthcare cyber attack, which gave us a little bit more insight in terms of the financial impact on the company over this last quarter. And then the first hearings in Congress started into the cyber attack. That the first one was April 16th. So that was really interesting to hear. United Health was not there to testify. But we heard from the hospital association, cybersecurity groups, and other providers around the country of how they want the government to respond to this situation.
And how do they want the government to respond? And what can the government do?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's kind of all over the map, depending on who you talk to and which what angle they're coming from. But overall, I would say they really stress the need for more long-term federal cybersecurity investments across the entire healthcare sector and not just within hospitals. They want a better mapping or a better organization of the nation's healthcare infrastructure so that the government knows what's going on when situations like this occur. Because it did take close to 2 weeks for the government to really begin to respond to the cyber attack, which for providers was detrimental in terms of cash flow issues. And then they want a more comprehensive federal incident response plan for when these attacks happen in the future, which is basically a foregone conclusion, given that we know that ransomware gangs are attacking this industry. The President Biden's proposed $7.3 trillion budget, it does include an $800 million investment in hospital cybersecurity protections, but all the testimonies on the panel yesterday agreed that it's just not enough. It's a good place to start, but the government needs to invest more in cybersecurity was the clear message.
Yes, and at the end of the day, 100% true, I need to figure this out, but what a challenging situation, right? I mean, how challenging is all that? I mean, just because, like, trying to figure this out and police this against this growing war of cyber gangs, I guess there's no other choice but to invest more in it. But it's like being in an arms race now and a technical arms race. I mean, very complicated, it seems like.
Totally, totally agree. And I think that's also part of the problem. It's so complicated that it almost seemed as if a lot of the lawmakers didn't really understand exactly what had been attacked and what role Change Healthcare plays within the healthcare industry as a claims clearinghouse. There was some confusion over that. Statements made that providers had been attacked, and they really hadn't been. It was Change Healthcare specifically that had been hacked, which again is not a provider; it's a claims clearinghouse. So there was confusion among some of the House lawmakers over that. But overall, I will say lawmakers on both sides of the aisle were angry at United for not testifying at the first hearing, though they have committed to coming to one in the future. And then they were upset about just the vertical of consolidation trend that we've talked about a lot, Scott, across the industry, certainly not just with United. But this is a great example of the single point of failure that can happen with a lot of the industry consolidation that has occurred. That, you know, a lot of them pointed out to the fact that United is the country's largest insurance company, the largest employer of physicians. They have one of the largest PBMs. They now have the largest claims clearinghouse. And so when that system goes down, it takes down a lot of the healthcare system. So there was a lot of talk of busting up United Health. Of course, you know, probably a lot of rhetoric versus action, but the anger was definitely palpable in the room yesterday in Congress.
And the anger is fun, but different than solutions.
Yeah.
And I think the point you made is the very most important point, which is anger is fun, but really trying to solve the problem of where we have need redundancy and where you have a single point of failure, taking aside the antitrust issues, which are not for me to comment on, but the single point of failure issue, which you meant, is the thing that, what you mentioned, which is that's the thing that resonates with me the most. Is how much do we end up in spots where we don't have enough redundancy, enough protections, and and or single points of failure put us at so much vulnerability. And of course, as you mentioned, I don't think any of us understood, or I'm sure somebody did, but certainly not me, how much of the country's claims are cleared through one particular entity.
Yeah.
You know, currently, you know, and how much vulnerability there is if that one gets taken down. I mean, it does seem a little bit daunting in the face of AI and everything else, which will also drive faster, speedier cyber attacks. If the houses is all going to work out, you know, it almost feels dystopian in some ways that we're headed towards. But what a fascinating situation. So yeah. You're following that. You're following the congressional testimonies and situation like that. The lawmakers, of course, spend their time stumping versus problem solving. And that seems to be the hard thing, is because, like, it is easy to yell about it whenever any company becomes so big. The next step is, what do you actually do about it, and how do we get to a better solution so that we have more protection? That seems to me, in a lot of ways, the harder problem.
Totally agree. And I think, you know, it was brought up, how did United even acquire Change Healthcare in this hearing? And to your point, Scott, it's very difficult for regulators to attack this problem, because the DOJ did try to sue to stop United Health from purchasing Change back in when they finally did in 2022, and a judge decided against the federal government. So, you know, that's an entire issue. But in terms of actions that have taken place so far, concretely, we know HHS has launched an investigation into Change over the cyber attack within the context of HIPAA compliance. And then, completely unrelated to the attack, but the DOJ has begun an antitrust investigation into United Health as well. And we know interviews are ongoing across the company's divisions. So things are happening. But to your point, you know, the government has tried to stop these things in the past and has failed at it. So it would be interesting to see where things go from here in terms of trying to reinvigorate those types of actions.
No, and it's fascinating. It seems like the answer is not always sort of like breaking up United Healthcare, making United Healthcare worse. It seems to me that the answer is as much as, how do we have, you know, a couple different players in this market so that there is redundancy? And we've already got this horrible national plane issue. We just have one Boeing, and if Boeing's struggling, we really got trouble. I know the alternative is France's Airbus, you know, but we do need to have some alternatives as well. And as the thing gets more and more complicated, it is harder for people to be real alternatives to that as it gets bigger and more complicated. So it is a frightening thing. It reminds me of, like, you know, arms manufacturing. If you're down to one or two, you're in trouble if a war actually breaks out. And when something happens like this to one of your biggest providers, it creates all kinds of challenges. It's fascinating.
Right,
you were going to mention some other things that you're watching, whether it's about United or others. Jacob, what else is on your mind currently?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to mention on the last point here, Scott, is that, you know, the other thing about United is that it's so big. It's very integrated now with our public systems in terms of Medicare and Medicaid. They administer Medicare. They're the largest Medicare Advantage carrier. So they administer, you know, 8 million people's Medicare benefits across the country. They hold contracts in a number of states for Medicaid. So they're completely tied in and intertwined with the federal government and the states in terms of administering health benefits. So it's, you know, like I said, it's a lot of rhetoric, but in terms of the actual concrete actions, it's complicated. I think, though, I mentioned that they also released their earnings report yesterday, and for the first time in a very long time, they reported a net loss this past quarter of this year, and it was $1.4 billion. And what is important to note is that followed the sale of their entire business in Brazil. So they owned some provider groups down there, and they were finding that they just were not profitable. And so that is actually the primary reason why the company recorded a net loss this past quarter, because they recorded a $7 billion charge from that sale. But then the cyber attack itself, so far, that's had an $872 million impact on the company just this quarter alone. They expect that to rise up to $1.6 billion in impact for the full year. And they don't expect all of this to be fixed until 2025. So we're going to be talking about this story for a very long time.
Right. Now, and I did see somebody post this morning that even though United posted a loss, which is all kinds of optics in Congress and everything else that's all going on, that a lot of that loss was exactly as you said, due to the sale of a business in Brazil. So truly, from an operational perspective, still, it seems like at the end of the day, doing okay was the sense I got from the commentary and people writing in about the article and so forth.
You're completely correct. I think the really two important points here: the company beat investor expectations, so they literally outperformed what Wall Street thought was going to happen, and their shares rose more than 6% on April 16th. So the company outperformed financially. And then the other thing is that their membership grew by 2 million people in the first quarter alone, primarily in their commercial business, which I think if you're looking at the health insurance industry, people would say Medicare Advantage is the booming segment. And yet here's United Health adding 2 million members to their commercial segment in a single quarter. So this company is, I mean, you know, they buck the trend often, but they're showing how, you know, just strong they are as a financial entity, even when, you know, these incidents occur.
No, fascinating, truly fascinating. And I think that's right. I mean, they're, you know, regardless of these different challenges, hiccups, it's just a huge successful company. And that seems to be at the end of the day where they're at. And I think we'll see how it all goes. It's really a fascinating thing to watch. It's amazing how the course of the last 20 years, some of these companies have become so huge that were sort of in a certain lane 20 years ago and now are in a lot of things. Like you mentioned, the PBM space, the clearinghouse space, the provider space, everything else. It's literally fascinating.
Yeah. One of the lawmakers yesterday in the change hearing essentially said, it looks like we're getting a single payer healthcare system, except it's through United. Again, a lawmaker's words, not mine. So really interesting stuff this week.
No, that is fascinating. Literally fascinating. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's always great to visit with you. These updates are fascinating. What's going on here, both with the earnings, beating Wall Street estimates, and the congressional issues and so forth. Really fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us today again on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.